Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and the Grand Domo of all things relating to the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, the one and only Gene McLean here with us. And Mr. McLean, we have arrived at that time, the greatest of all weeks, I believe, here in the Commonwealth.
It's upon us, my friend. If you can't feel good at this time of year, feel good about what's going on anyway.
Right. Okay. So let's go ahead and let's talk about where you are right now, real quickly, with Oaks and Derby.
Well, we're gearing up, obviously, with a week out, Buzzy, to the big race on Friday, the Kentucky Oaks, and obviously a week from today, the Kentucky Derby, 145th. Version of the Kentucky Derby. We're doing a daily diary, which I did back in my younger days when I was at the Herald Leader, and I always had great fun with it. We did one on Louis Riesel when Risen Star was the prohibitive favorite and
love
the talking horses.
Some Louis Riesel.
Oh, just if you don't, you're really not living, because he's one of the best characters I've ever been around in all of my life, and what a wonderful human being. But, I thought I'd rejuvenate it a bit and kind of touch on some horses that may or may not be getting the limelight, and then kind of do some interesting things about, some of the horses. On Friday, I was out and really saw a horse that I really wanted to see win. And he fit all of the characteristics I was looking for. I really loved the way he appeared and brought himself out on the track. And, boy, he reminds me, Buzzy, of Sunday Silence, quite honestly, the way he looks and the way he kind of goes about his business. And I'm really very high on win. Don't know necessarily if he's can win the Kentucky Derby, but I do think that he can hit the board in the Kentucky Derby.
Absolutely. Okay, so one thing to remember, and you touched on it just briefly, the Press Box and Gene personally, they're going to have everything that you want and need to know about Derby Week at Churchill Downs. You can find that each and every day on the PressBoxLTS.com, on the PressBox Facebook page. It's the place. Gene is on the backside each and every morning. He is going to be keeping you up, okay, keeping you up to date on everything that's going on. So you want to make sure that you check that out each and every day. But, Gene, let's go ahead and turn our attention now to opening weekend. It's the entire Derby week is something special for Churchill Downs. They've got the Twilight card tonight, here on Saturday. And the feature, which will go off at about 9:30-ish, is the 5-furlong William Walker Stakes on the turf.
Yeah, and Buzzy, I think one of the great things that Churchill Downs has done in recent years is to add the lights and the drama and one of the great things about horse racing is just the sport itself and the majesty and having it at night under the lights is I think added to that, and more people are able to come out and they enjoy the social settings.
Yep.
And this kicks off a really tremendous meet. They've increased the purses dramatically because of some of the things they've invested over at Derby City Gaming and the historical racing machines. So the purse for the Derby has been increased to $3 million. And the overnight stakes and the overnight races have also had increases in their purse allotments. But this is a really fun race. It's a 5-furlong turf race, the William Walker, $125,000. And not often do you get to see a Breeders' Cup winner come and open up your card, which we have in this race.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about the Walker. And the favorite, looks like a solid favorite, is Bulletin.
Yeah, Bulletin is undefeated in 3 starts, Buzzy. And Todd Fletcher, trainer of Bulletin, thought he had something special when he entered him in a stakes race to begin the career. No fooling around with maiden special weights or maiden races. Just go ahead and enter into a stakes race. Won that 5-furlong grass race down at Gulfstream Park last September by 7 lengths. The horse he beat, just to kind of give you an impression, came right back to win. So he beats a horse by 7. The runner-up comes back to win. And then, of course, he wins the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, going 5.5 on this very same grass over a yielding track. Don't know exactly how the race, the track surface will play tonight, but we've had a lot of rain, had a lot of moisture. So I think there could be some give to the grass, but this horse has already proven over this surface as well. But he looks awfully tough. Not to say any horse walks on the racetrack isn't prone to having a bad day, but this horse looks awfully, awfully tough in the William Walker Saturday night.
So do you try to beat him or not?
I think that you can use some horses with him. And I don't necessarily think you can try to beat him, because I think that's kind of foolhardy kind of approach. Although he's 4-5 morning line and probably going to go down from there. There are two other horses that I think that you can play with him, especially if it dries out a bit. The outside horse, Hartel, is going to get Florent Giroux up in the saddle. And I talked to Florent on Friday about riding Roadster. There's not a hotter jockey in the world right now on grass races, Buzzy, than Florent Giroux. He's getting up on the outside horse for Peter Miller. Hartel, a son of City Zip, certainly looks like he should fit this distance. Likes to stalk the lead a little bit. The horse he ran against, two-back, King of Speed, won a nice race down at Del Mar last fall, and then kind of started the season this year up at the El Camino Real Derby. And then, of course, you've got the also outside is a Wesley Ward horse, Abstention, in 4 career starts, has never missed the board. And what a meet Wesley Ward had at Keeneland, particularly on those sprint races, the 2-year-old races. Ran against Bulletin at Keeneland in the second start off a layoff. Was right there with Bulletin for much of the race before tiring at the end. If he improves, or she improves, let's put it that way, it is a 3-year-old filly going against the Colts. That doesn't bother Wesley Ward. He's done it many times in the past. And, that could be a horse. But I'm going to use Bulletin over and under, the 7 Abstention and the 8 Hartel.
All right. And that's the press box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Arlington Park, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, make sure to pace yourself. Derby week is not for the faint of heart, but here's hoping that you and yours have an outstanding weekend, and may the horse be with you.
Well, next week, I want you to tune up, Buzzy, because you've set a very high standard and scale
in
years past in your derby handicapping, and I want you to be going to work, putting that pencil to paper, doing all your handicapping so that we can publish your picks for both Oaks and Derby Day.
We will be there, and we will be ready to roll. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, friend. Appreciate you. Love you, brother.
Love you, pal.